You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Now, there are many engaging workshops, days out, and lovely activities that young, blind, and partially sighted people can take part in to grow their confidence, socialize, and also learn a new skill. Now, recently, Charity Victa, together with the London Institute of Photography, held a few-day photography course, and Emmy Anstey is joining us now to tell us what she thought and whether she's going to be doing more photography in the future. Emmy, it's lovely chatting with you today.
Yeah, and it was really good to be doing this again.
And it was quite an intense, I guess, course workshop. It took place over, I think it was 4 days in London. What made you choose to do it?
Well, part of it is I've actually done the course before, back in February of 2023. So I kind of just wanted to do it again to see if I could get any better photos and basically develop any skills a bit further, really.
And how do you find taking photos? Because I know, could you just do a little refresher? How much vision do you have at the moment?
So my sight condition is retinitis pigmentosa. So that's mainly kind of affects like light vision, colour vision. And then I've got night blind, light sensitive, and very little kind of peripheral vision and no depth perception. So it's kind of very small window of usable sight.
Mm.
And obviously, whenever you say your blinded vision paired and you go and do something, especially photography, the main thing someone asks is, how on earth are you able to do something like that? But actually, there was two girls on the course who had no sight who took really good photos.
Do you know what cameras they used?
So we were all actually using the same camera, which was one that we borrowed from the London Institute of Photography. It was a Sony X800. So like one of those little kind of like handheld snapshot cameras.
So quite nice and portable. And how did you find using the camera as someone who, I guess, doesn't use it daily?
Well, it was quite interesting because I had no idea how the shots were going to come out because I literally could not see hardly what I was taking photos of. And I couldn't see the screen on the camera. So I was kind of just, it was a lot of guesswork of kind of just pointing in the in direction someone said and just see what happened. But actually, in the end, I managed to get a couple of decent photos. And then we went out and about London, yeah, just taking different kind of shots. And then we're in the studio doing still life and light painting and other bits and bobs in the studio.
That sounds really fun. And how did you find, because I think there was a specific theme you guys followed for the course this time around.
The main theme was kind of self-portraiture. It's all about creating a collection of photos and basically like a portrait of yourself and kind of representing yourself in the different photos you took.
Was that hard putting yourself as a subject for the photography?
Well, I guess kind of deciding what you kind of want to take in. My main focus was kind of light and shadow, light and dark, because that's kind of one of the main things that is what my site is like. So I kind of did it on that kind of twist of a lot of mine are kind of lights in dark or at night time or things that I can bring out light more when I was editing. So that was kind of my take on it.
Imagine you took quite a few photos. Could you describe your favorite one that you took, one that you're just so proud of?
Yeah, I did take a lot of photos. I think I took something like 120 something photos across a couple of days. I think my favorite one is when I managed to get of the London Eye or the House of Parliament like at night across the water, and it's like the lights reflected in the water as well below it. I think that's one of my favorite ones that I got.
How do you find, you kind of mentioned this earlier when you said, when someone knows that you have a sight condition, they question why are you bothering, I guess, with the visual art.
Yeah, when I first did it, literally, I was telling my family, and they were like, their first reaction was, "What? Like, what on earth is how are you going to do that?" I think it's about anything. Whereas, if you can find another way of doing it, then why not give it a go? But yeah, normally it is a very visual art. But when we were at London Institute of Photography, they kind of said that a lot of it is kind of, you don't need to get it perfect. It's kind of your own perspective or interpretation. So there's a lot of focus where people who take photos think it has to be straight lines and perfect, when actually it doesn't have to be. So it's all about taking that idea and kind of flipping it on its head and making it work for us rather than making us work for the photography.
And I guess that's another way of, as well, expressing who you are as a person and maybe showing the world how you see the world.
Yeah.
Why do you think, what would you like to tell anyone who's maybe listening and thinking, gosh, I never considered photography, but it sounds fun. How would you encourage them to try it? I mean, obviously you did a course, but are there any little things in your daily life that you do to just, I guess, practice taking photos?
Well, I have to take photos a lot for when I do like my own kind of social media or when I do my own videos and things. I do have to take photos, and sometimes they're not the best, but I feel like that's part of it. Like, they're never going to be perfect, but if they look okay to me, then why are they not perfect? Like, to me, that looks like a good photo. So to my perspective, it is, whereas someone else might not. So I just suggest just give it a little go, have a little play around, just see what works, really.
And I guess the thing as well is true photography, whether you do it on your own, but like maybe share it later online, or maybe you take part in a course like you did, it's a nice way to socialize and meet other people.
Yeah, so I part of, there were six of us in total. We went and did it, and it was really nice because I got to meet new friends and kind of speak to people with different experiences and kind of just got to like socialize when sometimes I might not have had as much socialization with other people in a similar situation. So there was three of us who'd done this course before, and then one of the others who like studied photography at school. So we all had kind of a basis, but this was just kind of taking it a step further, develop more skills, getting a chance to kind of understand a bit more of how we could take it forward with vision loss rather than just general photography.
That makes sense. And Emmy, going forward, any other plans for honing your photography skills?
I take photos of social media, so I'm going to keep taking photos of different things that I do, different places I go to, but I probably develop a bit more of editing because I don't edit my photos very much. So I might just kind of see what else I can do with the skills I've learned to kind of enhance those photos even further.
And did you find the apps you use for editing quite accessible? Is that the ones you're going to be using as well? Or
yeah, so it was just Adobe, but there were some good things on there where color contrast for it was okay, and kind of I could see roughly what I was doing. It's not massively complicated with all buttons and things. It's just a couple of sliders to change different aspects of the photo.
So it makes it quite straightforward. Well,
yeah.
Emmy, as always, it's been fantastic chatting with you, and so glad you had time to chat to us about the photography course. And thank you so much for sharing this experience with us and just letting us know what it's like attending one of them.
Thanks for having me on, as usual.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.